In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I am your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Happy All Saints Day to everyone listening and watching today. This is a glorious day in the church. It's a solemnity and a holy day of obligation. And just recently, in case you weren't aware, the Vatican changed kind of the rule that was happening here in the United States. So, for example, there were some holy days of obligation that were not movable. So, for example, Easter or Christmas Day, right? Or days like that. But there were some that were holy days of obligation that were movable, or they were not considered holy days of obligation in a particular year because it was too close to the Sunday. So if it fell like on a Saturday or a Monday, then it wasn't a holy day of obligation that year. But the Vatican came back and recently just said, actually, they are holy days of obligation. And so Catholics are obliged to go, which I'm very happy about, by the way. Okay, so a few times you have to go to church 2 days in a row. So what? More church, more Eucharist, the better, right? I mean, if you can't go for some reason, you can get dispensed, or it's not like life altering or anything. But there's nothing wrong with a few times a year on very special days, high holy days, if you will, in the life of the church. You go to a church a couple days in a row, yeah, big deal. You know, the more Eucharist, the more face time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the better. You know. So I'm happy about that, actually. And the other thing about today is it's also a Friday. So Fridays are typically abstinence days every Friday, not just Fridays in Lent, by the way. The practice of the church is still what it was prior to Vatican II. Some people say, well, Vatican II changed all this. Actually, it didn't. The normal practice is still no meat every Friday of the year, except outside of Lent, you can substitute a pious act or something, you know, something else to take the place of that. But today, because it's a solemnity and a holy day of obligation, on a Friday, you don't have to worry. You can eat meat today. So it's what I call a meeting Friday, M-E-A-T-I-N-G, meeting Friday. Yep, so bite into that big old juicy burger, a cut into that steak, or that pork chop. Yeah, because we're celebrating today, right? The Feast of All Saints. So we want to hear from you today. We want to hear who was the saint that inspired you. Who is your favorite saint, and why are they a favorite saint? How have they inspired you? How have they been a wonderful witness in your life? On this All Saints Day today, would love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Well, another reason why I love today is we get to sing one of my favorite songs of all time, For All the Saints. I just love that song, and obviously very appropriate in the Liturgy of the Hours. It's the song for for First Vespers and Second Vespers. That's the hymn, which I absolutely love. So I very much enjoy singing that song on All Saints Day. And I hope that you're inspired and motivated. I hope you're able to get the Mass today. I did. I went early this morning to a 7 a.m. Mass, my time, here in Portland. And it was wonderful. Wonderful. Because I went to Holy Rosary, where the Dominicans are. You know, I love those guys. And we had a wonderful, beautiful celebration of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And what a wonderful way to start the day today. And so this evening, I got a couple of things. I'm going to be visiting Father Brian Milady, you know, who used to be the host of Open Line Thursday, and my series co-host for five of my nine television series in EW10. Five of them were with Father Milady. I'm going to go visit him today, and then my wife and I are heading to the Oregon coast for a little getaway weekend. I try to do those weekends with her when I'm home for a stretch of time so that we have some quality time together, just the two of us. So we're going to head over to the Oregon coast for the weekend. And, of course, we'll be back on Monday. And I love that song, For All the Saints. And when I was singing it today in Mass, I was thinking of Ace McKay. You know, because Ace McCain and I have that music thing going on today, and so I was singing that song, and I was thinking about Ace. I was thinking about you this morning at Mass, Ace, as we were singing and celebrating All the Saints today.
That's good. You should. I was actually practicing the All Saints song this morning on bass because we're performing it on Sunday in our service. Which is interesting because when a hymn that was written and never intended for bass or drums or any rhythm, you got to pull out all the notes that aren't necessary. Because, all that run is just too much in the midst of what you're trying to create musically. So I'm like, don't play that one. Don't play that one. Oh, I can play that one. You know, so it was.
Yeah. Like, For the World Confess. I mean, you could play a chord on every note, but you just play the one and the four or something like that.
I typically do the octave. So it's a
doom, doom, doom,
you know.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Love that song. So, and today we also did Eucharistic Prayer Number 1, often called the Roman Canon or the Long One, some people call it, because that was the original, really the only Eucharistic prayer for the church for a long time. And I love that one today because it names all the saints in it.
Right.
It has the litany of all those saints in there. So the perfect Eucharistic prayer for today, for All Saints Day. And do you guys do anything special for All Saints or anything like that? Like, as a family, do you celebrate?
Not necessarily.
Anything?
Goodness.
I didn't think so.
We're so busy right now with everything that's going on in our lives. Even if we had a tradition of any kind, I don't know that we would get a chance to do it as a family this weekend. But obviously, our Sunday morning services together is kind of the time to reconnect and refocus. But this is going to sound like a cop-out, but I always lean to Saint Cecilia because, patron saint of music, right? So, anytime that, there's, especially in the midst of a worship rehearsal, there is a nice little lean for me where I'm like, you know what? This song is not coming together the way that I hear it in my head and I need some help, it's nice when we can really reflect on those that are an extension of who we are in Christ, right?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I should start something, advocate for that. Like a little bit of a more, is this a solemnity today? But maybe like a cake or something, like something to celebrate all the saints. Because typically you'll celebrate like your baptismal day. Like a lot of families will do that. They'll have a cake on the baptismal day or confirmation, right? Because you take a saint's name typically when you're confirmed. But on today we celebrate all the saints, and this should be just something special. When my wife and I go out to dinner tonight, I think I'll have a slice of cake.
It's good.
For all the saints. That's a good and wonderful thing to do on a day like today. Spoil yourself a little bit.
We had birthday cake all week with my daughter's birthday on Monday, so I'm overloaded. So I'm gonna choose something else that is special for the saints because
done with cake. Some gelato or something like that, man. Yeah. How about that?
See, I would say something like a like cheesecake. Like, to me, that's a special
that's
item.
That's still cake, though, bro.
Nah, it's different. Consistency is different. You can't lump it with all the cakes of the world.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. A good slice of New York cheesecake.
But I think it's also in the same way that we each connect to a saint differently, then you can attach whatever delicacy that you think is fitting of that saint based on how special it is to you,
Yeah. And it'd be fun even to like create a dish from the time of that saint. Mm. Like what was popular back then that people were eating?
Yeah.
Maybe make that or whatever dessert, and have that in celebration of your favorite saint or something like that. That's pretty creative, actually.
I feel like it would be a pastry. Like it would be some bread.
Oh yeah, especially if they're French saint.
Yeah.
Saint from France. Oh yeah, you gotta hit the pastries, man.
I, I could almost see like Krispy Kreme doing like a whole box, like, you know, 12 saints are in one box, you know, like each donut's a different one.
Yeah, it doesn't say, oh, that's fun, that's fun. So what we're going to do today on All Saints, we're going to take a look at the gospel reading, because the gospel reading, I think, every year is from the Beatitudes, mm-hmm. right? The Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7, and Jesus goes through the Beatitudes, and that is the reading for today. So I just want to... Well, hopefully we'll get a lot of calls. We're already getting some folks on YouTube that are chiming in, so we'll get to those in a little bit. But also when the calls come in, you know, just to hear about your favorite saint, why they're so inspiring to you. And then we'll also try to take a look at the Beatitudes as well. Would love to hear from you on this solemnity, this beautiful Feast of All Saints. Just give us a call, 833-288. EW10, that's 833-288-3986. Oh yeah, loving that jazzy feel today.
The patron saint of chill.
Yeah. I love that nice little jazzy.
It needs, you could take this to your Australian friends and they could add some didgeridoo as a, you know, watch it.
That's a fascinating little instrument.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. Wow. Yeah. And, I love the guitar sound with like the Gibson jazz type guitars, you know, hollow bodies and stuff. Yeah. Pretty. Yeah, that's definitely jazz. And heavier strings.
Right.
Right? They'll play with 11s or even 12s.
Yeah.
You know? Boy, I tell you.
Have you seen the six-string bass that guitarists are playing
guitar? Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. It's pretty cool.
The bass player from Gene Theater, John... what's his last name? But he plays a six-string bass, man. Sick! It's like, crazy. How you get your fingers around that thing? It's like playing a surfboard or something, man.
I feel accomplished just with my five. I'm like,
exactly.
Go back to a four. I'm like, it's so tiny.
And they've got seven-string guitars now, too. So,
yeah. Wow. What's great. Is it
the B? Tosin Abasi from Animals with Leaders plays with an eight-string. I mean, just what?
Some people just show off.
I know. That's just nuts.
Play the song.
Well, today is the Feast of All Saints. I'm Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. You're listening to Beacon of Truth. And on this wonderful day, we celebrate All Saints. I want to encourage you to, again, because it's Friday today, so there's no, you don't have to worry about not eating meat today. So go out and get that steak, get that that juicy burger, that pork chop, or a wonderful dessert. That's what my wife and I are going to do. I think she wants to go for burgers, actually, tonight. I think we're going to be going to dinner on our way out to the Oregon coast, and then I'm definitely going to get a nice dessert tonight for to celebrate the Feast of All Saints. So we want to hear from you. What saints inspire you, and why? Like what saint? Like maybe it's your confirmation saint. Maybe you came into the church, you took a baptismal name for a saint. You know, or maybe just have a saint that just inspires you, that just moves your heart to deeper intimacy with the Lord. We want to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Understanding our faith more, of course, Father Spritzer's universe is a way to understand better. He's got a book called Exploring Life's Big Questions, and we're going to actually have him on the show coming up next month. But in the meantime, you could be reading it because it's available in the religious catalog. Just go to EWTNRC.com, and when you buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com.
Well, on this Feast of All Saints, in this soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth, where we break open God's Word in the Book of Sung Praises, the Psalms from the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, which we hear at each and every Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Today, on this Solemnity of All Saints, we're going to take a look at Psalm 24. So Psalm 24, of course, is in Book 1 of the Psalms, Psalms 1 to 41, all of them attributed to David. Psalm 24, in particular, is what's called an invitatory psalm. So Psalms 95, 100, 67, and 24 are invitatory psalms. So when you're praying the office, whether you're starting off with the vigils or lauds, the first psalm that you would pray would be the invitatory psalm. Typically, it's Psalm 95, but you can rotate, again, 167 and 24 as part of the invitatory psalm. So if you do that, for example, say you prayed Psalm 24 today. If 24 comes up on that same day, that you know, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to pray it twice. No, you substitute 95. So what I just do, I just pray 95 every day. But anyway, but you can use one of these other psalms. So the prescript is very simple. It says a psalm of David. Very simple. And it begins, the Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. I just love the way David starts out. God is omnipotent. God is omnipresent. God is the creator, Lord, and King of all creation, right? The world and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. It is he who set it on the seas. On the rivers, he made it firm, right? So when we look out at nature, see, David, again, using images from nature to show the magnificence of God and the power of God in the works of creation. And this is why when we go to places that are have some intrinsic natural beauty, that we should appreciate that, wow, look at this. This was something that was created by God. Look how beautiful it is. Look how magnificent it is. You know, and again, this is, I think, what Paul was talking about in Romans chapter 1 and chapter 2, when he's talking about we can come to know God by reason alone. We can come to know God by looking at nature and observe and look at the things around us and seeing how they work in such beautiful unison and harmony and how things balance each other. You know, that's the mind of a creator. And so David focuses on that. It's beautiful. It continues in verse 3. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Yeah, who can do that, right? Who can climb the mountain of the Lord, right? So we talk about our journey in life, right? We often hear me talk about life like a pilgrimage, right? Because this earth where we are now is not our home. Right. So when we climb the mountain of the Lord, it means we're walking along God's mountain, along his creation. We're following the path that he laid out for us. Right. Who's going to climb that path? Who's going to stand in the holy place? Who's worthy to stand in the holy place of God? Right. Remember in the book of Exodus, when Moses came up upon a burning bush, he had to take his shoes off because he was standing on holy ground. Right. So David answers his own question in verse 4. The clean of hands and pure of heart, whose soul is not set on vain things, who has not sworn deceitful words. Right? And this is why I picked this psalm for today. All saints, the ones who climb the mountain of the Lord, who stand in his holy place, these are the saints. These are the folks who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith. Now remember, we're not just talking about canonized saints. Right, so when we talk about canonization, the church recognizes particular people because of their extraordinary virtue, goes through a process of canonization, and they're recognized by the church as being saints. All that means is that they're in heaven with God. We know for a fact they're in heaven with God. But there are many, 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 many other people, in fact, more people, then the church has declared saints that are with God in heaven. A saint means that you are just with God in heaven, right? If you're in heaven, then you're a saint. That's our goal. All of us are called to be saints. So David here is addressing this to all of us. The clean of hands, the pure of heart, whose soul is not set on vain things. These are the things that we need along the pathway to meet the Lord, right? And the saints are exemplars of what David is talking about. These characteristics of a person that's worthy to be in God's presence are the saints, and we should follow and emulate their message. Beautiful. Verse 5, blessings from the Lord shall he receive, and right reward from the God who saves him. Because he's following the path of the Lord, he shall receive blessings from the Lord, and right reward from the God who saves him. Now, what's that right reward? It's not anything material. Right, we just heard him say, this soul is not set on vain things, the vain glory and the possessions of this world. What this world thinks is important, you know, ego and status and wealth and all of that. That means nothing on the pathway to God, right? So, and if we follow that pathway, which is not easy, right? Because sometimes that pathway is the cross. If we look at the lives of the saints, there were martyrs who died for their faith. Right? So that path is not always easy. But such are the people who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Ah, that's the point. We're trying to seek the face of the Lord, to live with him forever, face to face, in adoratio, in adoration, mouth to mouth, heart to heart with the living God.
Well, and regardless of which saint that you necessarily gravitate to, the great theme of all of them is a great insight for us to realize that if we can stop chasing the thing that's now lost or broken or done because of whatever reason, or pursuing the things that are not even supposed to be our pursuit. Like, I want this because my friends have it, or my family has it, or, you know, I just want it, you know, or by the world status, you've achieved something if you go that way. And so much of our exhaustion is that. So by the time we realize what God's called us to, we're winded. And so it's just stop chasing those other things. Follow like the saints did, to humble yourself and say, Lord, this is the path that you have for me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And to trust that path, right? Because sometimes we have to discern what that path is. Mm-hmm. You know, so sometimes we're walking along the road thinking this is where God wants me, and he may diverge that path a little bit, right? Because he needs you to learn something while you're on this path. He really wants you on another path, yeah. But he allows you to go down this path for a certain amount of time because you need to learn something that's going to help you on the path that he wants you to be on.
Yeah, when he gives you what you asked for,
exactly.
And then you realize you didn't want it or need it once it's there.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. We have to be patient and just wait on God. Love that. And then we have a verse here that repeats, okay? And we don't see this that often with Davidic Psalms, but I love this one. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. So, yes, he's talking about the gates of Jerusalem. Of course, when you hear this verse of the psalm, it reminds you of Jesus' triumphal entry on Palm Sunday into Jerusalem. But I think the deeper meaning here is opening our hearts. Opening our hearts like the saints did to receive the ancient doors, the doors of our hearts. Let him enter into that space, the deepest recess of our hearts and souls, and let God dwell there. Let his love flourish in our lives. I love that. And then he says, who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. It's the Lord who fights with us and for us. Again, I think David here is remembering his time with Goliath and how the Lord fighting with him and for him gave him the strength and the courage and the confidence to defeat the Goliath in his life. Then that verse repeats, O gate, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors, let him enter, the King of Glory. And then David finishes so beautifully. Verse 10, who is the King of Glory, right? Who is God in your life? He, the Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory. It's this reality that empowered the saints to follow God with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, even at the cost of their own life. We're talking about all the saints today on this Beacon of Truth today. 833-288-EW10. Who's your favorite saint? 833-288-3986. I love that doubling the lines there. That's awesome.
Just Deacon Harold leaning against the stool as everybody's walking by.
Hey, man. Sounded yeah. good.
Yeah. The slide in one hand, too. Love that. This is good stuff.
We needed a weekend flavor.
Yeah, there you go. Great way to celebrate all the saints today. And that's where our show is all about today. All the saints. So this is Solemnity of All Saints Day today. Would love to hear from you. Who is your favorite saint and why? How have the saints inspired you to become more of the person who God created you to be? Maybe they serve as role models for you. Maybe it's your confirmation saint. Maybe you came into the church through RCIA or OCIA, you took a name, a baptismal name of a saint at that time. Would love to hear from you today. Tell us about your favorite saint. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
We are celebrating St. Gabriel today, as St. Gabriel Communications is also celebrating 9 years in Garden City, Kansas, part of the EWTN family. We just want to say a big shout out to KSGC from all of your friends here at EWTN Radio.
All right. So All Saints today, we're talking about who is your favorite saint and why? What saints has inspired you? And so we have on YouTube, we have Wendy calling, chatting, chiming in on YouTube saying, I love St. Anthony, St. Rita, and St. Bernadette. Oh, awesome, awesome saints. Awesome. Thank you, Wendy. We have Michelle also on YouTube, St. Joan of Arc. Yes. Fabulous a saint there. And then we also have Stephen on YouTube, St. Michael and St. Francis. Yes, and by the way, remember St. Francis, I think about St. Francis of Assisi, was a deacon, right? So for me, All Saints Day is a special day for me because of, I remember all my brother deacon saints. So St. Vincent, St. Ephraim, right? The Eastern Rite deacons, Lawrence, Francis of Assisi, Stephen, the proto-martyr, right? The first martyr who's actually his days of solemnity on December 26th. And I remember when I was being ordained, lying on the marble, and the Litany of the Saints was going on. So this is what happens just before ordination. The Litany of the Saints, and I'm cool, right? I've got my face down on the marble. And then they got to the deacon saints. Vincent, Ephraim, Lawrence, pray for us, save us, pray. I'm like, oh my God. I just started crying. I mean, I think the heaviness, the weight of the responsibility I was accepting hit me at that point. And I thought, who am I to walk in the footsteps of these saints, these deacon saints? You know, I'm just a schmo from Jersey, you know, and all of a sudden now I'm going to be ordained to do this work for the Lord. And you know, it was this very overwhelming feeling, a great feeling of joy, right? So I'd love to hear your favorite saint. Allison is calling from Hamilton, Georgia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Allison, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Great to hear from you.
Great to be here.
All right. Who's the saint you'd like to tell us about?
One that is more recently a saint, it would be Saint, I call her Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, but she is Saint Teresa of Calcutta. I started reading everything on her when I was younger and watched her as I grew up. I'm a little older than, you know, I was when I first started reading about her. Actually, I took her, how do you put this? Her previous name as my name when I went through RCIA. So Agnes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And that's awesome. You know, and so wonderful we have technology today where we can actually see the saints, right? And hear them speaking and see them working and seeing interviews with them. You know, so wonderful saints like Padre Pio, we have video of him. St. John Paul II, St. Teresa of Calcutta, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, you know. And so it's wonderful to and almost enter into their lives in a very beautiful and profound way. So I love that. And the fact that you took her lay name right before she became religious as your confirmation, that's beautiful. And a wonderful way to honor the saints as well. You know, and the way that we can all honor the saints that are special in our lives are by emulating their example, right? When things are going difficult, we think of a saint that went through a difficult time in their life and they came through stronger in their faith with God. Because especially adversity or tragedy can push people away from faith. But it's the saints who've gone through difficult things in their lives can actually bring us into deeper intimacy with the Lord. So I love that, Allison. Thank you so much for your call and for your contribution. Today we're talking on All Saints Day. Who is your favorite saint? Who is the saint that's inspired you to live your faith with passion and conviction? Who's motivated you to overcome the power of sin or a vice in your life? Who is that saint for you? Would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Oscar on YouTube. I know he's not a saint yet, but mine is Blessed Carlo Acutis. Well, he'll be a saint pretty soon. I think if I'm not mistaken, if it's not already been announced, I think it's going to be Pope Francis is going to canonize him during the holy year that's coming up. So the start of Advent is the start of a holy year this next year, and I think he's going to be ordained a saint next year. So, yeah, he's a wonderful saint. In fact, we're going to be doing a show coming up here in the next couple weeks or so looking at youth and young adults who inspire. So we're going to be looking at folks like Carlos Acutis and Samuel from the Old Testament and Joan of Arc and others, and even some that you may not have heard of. You know, so, for example, there's a young lady named Maria Middleton whose parents I had dinner with recently, and whose cause for canonization is actually not being brought up by the parents, but by an archbishop who knew this young lady. So we're going to have a show about the young youth and young adults who inspire. But there's so many saints. You know, Maria Goretti holds a special place in my heart, you know, as well. So we're talking about saints today on this All Saints Day show of Beacon of Truth. 833-288 EWTN. Tell us who your favorite saint is. 833-288-3986. Luke is calling from Poison, Montana? Wow. Listening on Divine Mercy Polson. Radio. Luke.
That's Polson.
Oh, Polson. Okay. That's an L, not an I. Okay, God, I was about to say, wait a minute. Poison,
L-S-O-N.
Montana. Yeah, okay,
yeah,
Polson.
Good to finally talk to you. I first heard you speak at a That Man Is You breakfast a year or two ago. And I want to tell you, you know, I thank you for your vocation and, you know, I respect your humility and who am I to carry such a cross? Well, you're in good company. And I want you to know that every time I hear you speak, it's like a high five to my heart. So thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much, Luke.
Yeah.
So who's your saint?
It was on the Feast of Maria Goretti about 2 years ago that I was fortunate enough to go to an exposition of relics that were traveling from the Vatican, and this holy priest had been tasked with taking about 150 first and second class relics all over the world. They happened to come just a stone's throw from this small town I live in Montana, and myself and a couple of others went. We had Mass, a wonderful homily about Maria Goretti. There were things I didn't know about this wonderful saint. The priest gave a great talk on forgiveness. And then we went downstairs, and there were reliquaries from, you know, St. Peter, St. Paul, Joan of Arc, Mother Teresa, St. Francis
wow.
de Sales, and on and on and on, a splinter of the true cross. I actually had to make a list on my phone of all the reliquaries that I touched, my rosary, my scapular, and a piece of cloth that I carry in my wallet that is also a relic of the Shroud of Turin. And I made third-class relics from these objects that I carry with me, praying very fervently for the intercession of these saints and their help, and thanking them for their faith and often their martyrdom. And it struck me as I was there, surrounded by what I call heavy hitters. We're talking, you know, Peter, Paul, John, and on and on. St. Luke the Evangelist, Padre Pio, Louis de Montfort, Mother Teresa. And I had to make a list on my phone so that I could remember as I cut off little pieces of this cloth and I give them to family and friends, as we know, whenever it comes up. This morning at First Friday Mass and at a talk afterwards with a priest friend, I cut off three more little sections of this cloth for people on the Feast of All Saints. And what I was telling your call screener when I called is what struck me the most, being surrounded by these holy saints and struck by the awesome sacrifice and love and devotion of these men and women of God, is that I reminded myself to be just as awestruck every time I go receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, because how much more awesome is that than being in a room with a bunch of bones of men and women, holy as they may be, but it's the God of heaven and earth, as you were saying, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth, said God to Job, and we are so small compared to the greatness of God, and what an honor it is to be an adopted son of his.
Wow, what a beautiful witness, Luke. Oh, man, awesome. And I loved it. Was it Father Carlos Martins, by any chance, who was bringing the relics around?
That's about right. Yeah, it's been a couple of years. I think that's right. Wonderful priest. Amazing guy.
Oh, he's fantastic. And he's known for his for bringing the relics all around the world, actually. So wonderful. But you're right. I love what you said about receiving Jesus, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. You could be surrounded by all the relics, but if those saints were alive, they would be urging you to spend as much time as possible before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament, to receive him worthily and to take what we receive in word and sacrament to become Eucharist to the world, because that's how we pass on the life of Christ to others. Beautiful call, Luke. Well, today we're talking about All Saints on this All Saints Day. Would love to hear who your favorite saint is and why. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Sergio on YouTube says St. Jude is my confirmation saint. All right, wonderful. And also Allison on YouTube. I just wanted to add that Mother Teresa emulated what I wanted my mother to be like. Unfortunately, she was not able to be very motherly. She even used to tell me, Mother Teresa, call me Mother Teresa in a derogatory way. Well, even the saints weren't perfect, right? And so sometimes our parents fall short, but we also have a mother in heaven, the Blessed Mother, the Blessed Mother Mary, even though human mothers fail, we always have the Blessed Mother in heaven. We have Mother Teresa and so many other saints that can act as moms for us, spiritual mothers, to help us get through life. So take heart, Allison, and continue to pray for your mother as well, right? We got to remember to do that, especially on All Saints Day. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Brian is calling from Orlando, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Brian, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Well, thank you very much. My saint is Saint Faustina.
Yes! Divine Mercy Saint. Awesome! Why is she special to you, Brian?
She's special to me. Every morning before Mass, I do her litany. And, just the message of mercy to the world.
Yes.
Without life and words is so important. And she is just a beautiful saint and generous service and fulfills God's will and offers herself to sinners. And there's so many beautiful things about her.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to encourage our EWTN radio family to watch Father Chris Alar's show on mercy. He has a wonderful series at EWTN about Divine Mercy and St. Faustina, because that's their whole apostolate, the Marian. So I just recently visited Stockbridge, Massachusetts, my first trip there, and it was just wonderful. So beautiful saint, St. Faustina. And don't forget to read her diary too, which is a beautiful, rich treasury of how we can enter more deeply into our Lord's rich, unfathomable divine mercy. Beautiful call. We also have Bob calling from Wisconsin, listening on the EWTN app. Bob, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Okay, so I'd like to give a shout-out to St. Gerard Majella. I don't know if you're
familiar
with him.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a patron saint of expectant mothers,
yes.
Unborn children, young mothers, and young children. And I took him as my confirmation saint back in, I don't know, about 56 years ago. So,
wow.
I think he's a saint for the times.
I couldn't agree with you more, Bob. And I'll tell you something else. I think that I'm here because of the intercession of St. Gerard Majella. My mom had several miscarriages. In fact, they thought she was not able to have children. She got pregnant with me, and they put her on complete bed rest. And she prayed to St. Gerard Majella and to Jesus, but through the intercession of St. Gerard Majella, if this one lives, you can have him, was her prayer. And then I came along. And so my middle name is Gerard. My brother's first name is Gerard. My other brother's middle name is Gerard. My sister's middle name is Geraldine because of her great devotion. I tell you, Bob, one of the greatest days of my life as a deacon, my very first trip to Australia back in 2012, the year of faith, I spoke in St. Gerard's Parish, Gerard Majella Parish in Melbourne, Australia. Bob, this was on the feast of St. Gerard and had relics of St. Gerard on the altar. And I was doing the homily that day. I literally choked up when I walked up to the pulpit, knowing that I am here because of that saint whose relics are on the altar. And I'm preaching in the church named after him on his feast day. So, Bob, thank you so much for letting us know about St. Gerard Majella, powerful saint. Again, especially for you moms who are expecting, powerful intercessor saint. We're talking about All Saints today on Beacon of Truth, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Heather is calling from Idaho, listening on Sirius XM 130. Heather, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. Hi, Deacon. Thank you for everything that you do. I just love your show.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Well, my favorite saint is Saint Rene. Saint Rene Goupil. I think he's one of the lesser known saints for sure.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't know. I don't think I know him. Tell us a little something about him.
He was from France and wanted to join the Jesuit order, and was unable to do that at the time because he was deaf. He couldn't hear. So he went to school to become a doctor and then was then able to join, and I don't know what you call it, but join the Jesuits as like a lay person.
Okay, like a third order or something like that, yeah.
Yes, exactly. So he traveled, he wound up in Quebec. He traveled to America and ministered with a companion to the Iroquois Indians. This was in 1642. And he was martyred, and he was actually one of the first Canadian martyrs that there were.
Oh.
And Saint Rene is the patron saint of anesthesiologists, which is what I do for my living.
Wow.
And so St. Rene and I have been, we have been friends for a really long time. And every day before I start work, because sometimes my work can be a little bit stressful, especially if I have, you know, patients that are very, very sick. But anyway, I go to him in prayer every day before work. And his prayer that I say that, you know, that we have from him is so beautiful. And the part that I love is that he says, "Help me to see Christ in my patients, who is my duty to serve. Seek not only to alleviate pain, but grant that in my small way I may serve not only to alleviate pain, but also to draw myself and others to the love of God."
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, my perspective is so different than it was years and years ago, because I can see Christ in my patients, and I can try to bring a Christ-like presence to them. And it has just made my work so much more meaningful. And he is there with me. He intercedes to Christ for me. He allows me to just dedicate myself to the task at hand and to, you know, love my patients like Christ loves me.
Wow, what a beautiful witness and testimony. Well, two things. First of all, I love learning, and so I love learning. I've never heard of this saint before, so thank you for sharing a little bit about this saint's life and who he is and how he's helped you. And again, that's the second thing. You know, selecting a saint that can help you in the vocation that God has called you to, because typically saints, you know, they're patron saints. So find out for your profession who your patron saint is, and maybe start a little devotion to them, you know, for interceding for the work that you both shared together, right? This saint and you have in common, like Heather has in common with Saint Renee. Beautiful testimony. We're talking about All Saints today on Beacon of Truth, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Angie's calling from North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio, which I will be there pretty soon here. So, Angie, thank you for calling Beacon of Truth.
Hello.
Yes, great to hear from you, Angie. Go ahead, please.
So, not a canonized saint, but Blessed Jacob, our Father, Blessed Father Jacob Gap.
Okay, who's that? I don't think I've heard of him either.
He was Germany, France, Austria. There's a shrine for him in the Cathedral of Innsbruck in Austria, and he was martyred by the Nazis in during World War II. So he stood up against the National Socialists. He preached about the problems with the National Socialist Party, and his cause for Blessed was taken up by the Marianist Fathers.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, because we hear about the popular saints who were martyred in Auschwitz or one of the death camps, Edith Stein, right? St. Teresa Benedict of the Cross, or Maximilian Kolbe. But I've not heard of Blessed Father Jacob Gap before. Wow, I love learning new things about new blesseds or people on their way to the canonization, the process. That's wonderful. Wow. And again, a saint like this or soon to be saint like this one, you know, living out Jesus's wonderful command, no greater love than one has to lay down his life for his friends, right? And that's exactly what many of these saints have done. So, oh, Angie, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Let's go to Denise calling from Texas. Denisa calling from Texas, listening on Alexa. Welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you.
All right. Who are the saints you'd like to share with us today?
Yes, my favorite saint is Saint Jose Maria Escriva.
Ah.
Yes, he was a Spanish priest who founded Opus Dei, finding God in ordinary life. Yes. And I have my children here with me. They're homeschooled, and they want to share their favorite saint.
Sure, go ahead. Hey, guys.
My favorite saint is Saint Jerome, because he was a mom and a doctor.
That's right. Wonderful. Wonderful.
My favorite saint is Saint John Paul II, because he was a soccer player.
Yeah, that's right. He was a soccer player and an actor and a skier and a poet. So he was a tremendous athlete and artist. Wonderful. Anybody else?
No, my husband is still at work. So
okay. Oh, that's so wonderful to hear the kids. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's awesome. Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you. And then John You know, well, the music's here. John's calling from Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. He said St. Chad from the 7th century. Boy, we don't have time to hear about St. Chad. That's one I've not heard about either. But I'm going to look him up, John, even though we couldn't get you on today. Thank you so much for calling Beacon of Truth. Man, what an awesome show. Don't forget to go out and celebrate tonight. Get that steak, that burger, that piece of cake, or tiramisu, whatever your favorite dessert is, and celebrate All Saints. Remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at EW10.com/radio. Monday, we're going to start a little mini-series called For Your Marriage. We're going to talk about affection. And until we meet again, my friends, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you this weekend, and always, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.